the prodigal's wandering heart. Luke 15:11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Long before we move away from God with our feet, we move away from him in our mind and in our heart. The steps of the prodigal must be traced so that we would know where it all began. But if you lose track of his first trail, then you will not see the entire journey. You must see the steps of his mind that led him far from home. You see, this occurred in his heart. Before a man decides to get into sin, he has already decided it is acceptable in his mind and heart. He has plotted and planned it in his heart. Heart steps come before footsteps. The prodigal dreamed in his mind that things are always better somewhere else, that his father's house was too strict, the rules that he did not see as a loving shelter of protection, but a prison house. When a man is wrong with God, he sees his father's house as a prison, not a shelter in the time of storm. He views everything with the eye of being trapped or forced. Be careful of your thoughts. Cast down every imagination and high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Jesus Christ. It all starts in the mind. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. You will notice how he asked his father, how he demanded from his father his inheritance while his father is yet alive on this earth, that he demands the fruit of his father's labor to be given to him immediately. This shows that the prodigal was not content. Contentment is a heart issue. Nothing will make you content. Your wife will not be good enough. Your goods will not be good enough. Your house will not be good enough. Nothing will be good enough if you are not content. Only godliness produces contentment. Only the desire to follow Christ and live for him produces a contentment in the soul and a peace in the soul that I don't have to wander or roam, that I have everything where I'm at, where God wants me, and what God wants me to have. This shows the prodigal was not content. But it bred a greedy spirit in him in which he wanted to live his own life and do his own thing. He wanted all the blessings of being his father's son, but none of the responsibilities that go along with it. Be careful what you ask for, because God will give you what you want, sometimes to chasten you sorely for in bringing about a repentance in your life. If the father sees that you will not stop and your first steps in the heart are already made, then he may give you to your own sin. But blame him not, because it is your own heart's lust that you will not repent of. Therefore, he lifts that protection from you long enough to let you have your own way, and then you will beg for his help. Learn then that a discontent heart will lead you out of the will of God. Be content with such things as you have, for the Lord has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, and when you get to that point, you will listen to no instructions. People will talk to you. People will instruct you. Godly counsel will be given to you, and you will ignore it all, brazen as your head may become, and it will be brazen, and you will not listen to the instructions that you were given. The prodigal, he wanted no accountability. He left his father's house, and he thought his watchful eye. And why is that? Because he wanted no accountability. He did not want anyone to tell him what he was doing was wrong. If he could get away from his father's eyes and his father's hedges of protection, then he could do what he wanted to do. So he takes his money and goes to do what he will with it. He had it planned, how he would spend it. All of this took place in his mind. They were the heart steps of the prodigal that led him far from home.